The ideal situation for any artist is when you can develop a quality product and use it for the good of the community. This is the goal of the film version of A Christmas Carol that's being streamed this holiday season. The one-man version of the Charles Dickens classic stars Jefferson Mays, who in theater circles is one of the most respected actors in the business. More important, the producer, DVD Theatricals, is enlisting local theater companies to partner with them and share in the revenues produced by the streaming. They've invited any and all local not-for-profit theater companies throughout the United States to offer the show to their audience base. The companies who participate get 40% of each ticket sold in their area. Sounds almost too good to be true, but a telephone call to TBD Theatricals verified the details of the arrangement. The producers and creative talent realize local theater companies have lost more than 80% of their normal annual revenue. Many, because of COVID-19, are in danger of going out of business. The thought is a new version of a popular holiday show with a major star could provide needed revenue at a critical time. They hope this plan can help save local theater companies. The phone call also revealed, rather surprisingly, that there are 57 partners throughout the country, but no theater company from this area is participating. I again emphasize, there is no demand on size or professional status to participate in the revenue sharing. The only requirement is the partner be a not-for-profit. Maggie Mancinelli Cahill, the producing artistic director of Capitol Rep Theater in Albany and part of the Proctors Collaborative, gives her seal of approval to the project. Anything involving Jefferson Mays is something I want to be involved in. He's a giant in the world of theater. From what I know, this is a quality production, she says. However, she decided after much soul-searching and hand-wringing to pass on the offer to participate. She explains that because she has 3,000 subscribers who have already invested in a series of play that CapRep is unable to produce, the thought of asking money from her supporters for a separate event would be unfair. Our policy is to only offer our subscribers a streaming product that is free from charge, she says. The show was originally produced in 2018 at the Geffen Playhouse in Los Angeles. It was met with rave reviews both for May's performance and for its approach to the material. The production is offered in the form of a dramatic reading. It uses Dickens' original text, which, after decades of adaptations, has been almost totally neglected. As a character is introduced, Mays, the narrator, transforms into that person or spirit. He plays over 50 characters. TBT Theatricals is upfront in saying, this production is not the traditional, cheery, almost sentimental version of A Christmas Carol that has become a popular holiday entertainment. The central theme is still Scrooge's redemption, but just as the show adheres to the original text, it also adheres to the original concept. That concept, they say, is the tale is a ghost story. Scrooge faces genuine terror in his journey to redemption. Indeed, the producer's mantra is, this is not your mom's Christmas Carol. The show is not a recording of the original production. It was recently filmed with streaming in mind. It happened in an empty theater in New York City, which ironically is a perfect metaphor to the intent behind a production. A common saying within the industry is, theater will survive, but a lot of theaters won't. There is still time for local theaters to become participants in the project. Interested organizations can apply by emailing a request to acc@tbdtheatricals.com. The show streams November 28th through January 3rd and can be obtained at achristmascarol.com. This is Bob Gevert from the Troy Record.